You, the viewer, have been invited to listen to the CGB Presents podcast. Sit back, get comfortable for some comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
Can you start recording?
Okay,
already done the intro, because we've got that,
already done the intro.
Intro with our comedy old.
Yeah, comedy old.
We'll have to go a bit closer, because we might be a bit quiet.
You have the choice between using an AK-47, a sniper rifle, and a very underpowered minigun. So a minigun which takes, like... Five shots to kill. And you've got a swarm of bears which are going onto your position ready to kill you. You've got like blood all swarmed around you, and they're all going after this blood. So, so you've got a choice between an AK-47, and I'm gonna add this in, AK-47 with unlimited magazines. Right? So it's just one massive great big magazine, can you imagine that? You got that. What's the other one?
Sniper, you said.
A sniper. Yeah, a sniper.
And a very underpowered minigun.
And a very underpowered minigun.
Well, I wouldn't choose the AK. The sniper, I might use, but it's really hard if they get too close. I mean, it's not. You could easily no-scope them from that distance. Just put if they're close enough, you could just hold the barrel to the head. But I'm pretty sure they're fast enough and they'll just kill you.
Did I mention how many bears there were?
No. Said a swarm.
Well, this is yeah, okay. I'm gonna say there's probably about 20.
I'll probably use the chain minigun. No, what is it called? What do we call it?
Underpowered minigun, I think we call it. I don't know.
The chain gun, I call it.
Okay. Well, this is how I'm thinking about it. The AK-47, right? Yes, it's a limited magazine, but they're gonna be in my head, they're at least 2 fields away from you when you're starting off. So the AK-47, it's going to be useless to start with. You're not going to be able to aim very well. It's a powerful gun. The barrel's going to get hot. So the limited mag factor about that, to me, is kind of pointless, you know. It's only going to be when they get to 1 field away that you're going to be able to use that AK-47. And the minigun, well, that means that you're totally unmovable. You're in the same position. You're not going to be able to move. The sniper... We're gonna say it's like a Call of Duty sniper here. We're not gonna say it takes a lot of skill to use, right? We're not gonna say it's real life. But I'm thinking the sniper's gonna be best, because they're 2 fields away, right?
You never said they were 2 fields away from mine.
No, I didn't, but I had it in my head, sorry.
Oh, okay, see, I didn't know
so
that.
I'm thinking that you're gonna get at least 10 bears done by the time they're a field away. And by that time, I'm in my head... 10 bears down, they're going to be like 10 of their friends down.
Have you used a sniper before?
That's why I'm saying it's a Call of Duty sniper.
Oh, yeah, but still in real life, that would be very hard to use.
Yeah, that's why it's a Call of Duty sniper.
Yeah, but even then, it would be hard to use, I guess.
I'm not
unless
sure.
It has no recoil.
No, it's a Call of Duty sniper, you know.
Like, but what sniper? The
Well, isn't it? It's the same as, you know, it's just the same as it would be in Call of Duty.
Okay.
Well, I mean, have you used a railgun before?
A railgun?
Yeah. The minigun thing.
Railgun?
Is it a chain gun? Like,
chain gun. Oh, I call it a chain gun. Railgun. No, I have not used
Okay, so we don't know what any of those are actually like. So I'm thinking the sniper's going to be like it is in Call of Duty. So I'm thinking by the time they've got to a field away from you, you're going to have taken 10 of them down. And so they're going to be thinking... That's 10 of my buddies down. This guy's a badass, you know. I'm going to turn away. I'm going to turn and run away from this guy. So I'm thinking the sniper's the way to go.
I'm going to ignore all the options you gave me, and I would actually choose a bow and arrow. That'd be awesome. That'd be just so fun to use. Say if you got unlimited arrows. I mean, it would depend on how good you are using it. But I'll definitely use a bow and arrow, you know.
Well, if I can use anything, I'm just gonna have like a massive mine of C4 explosives planted in the bush row of the first field.
There's a bush now.
Well, yeah, it's a field. It's almost gonna be like an open field, and then just like another field randomly starts. Of course,
why not?
Of course there's a hedgerow.
You
what,
maybe...
what difference does it make if there's a hedgerow or not, actually?
Well, because the bears could hide behind them a hedgerow. You know, take it as cover.
They're bears.
Yeah. You said they talk to each other a minute ago. You said...
No, I said they had a brain. I said they could think.
If they can think, why can't they take cover?
We've gone south track here.
Okay, I say we go back to a different segment.
I said a C, a G, a B. I listened to the podcast.
Now we are going to fire voices. Well, we're not going to fire voices, but we're going to give each other a person for us to do our rendition of their voice. Okay, you give me one then.
Okay, you can do a... You can do a man from Peru complaining about the length of his ladder.
Oh, for God's sake! What voice is that?
A Peruvian man complaining about the length of his ladder.
You're giving me all these... No, do another one. Do, like, some a character or something. Someone, like, not a class of people, but a...
Better easy to do, though.
Oh, actually, hold on. Screw this. I thought of a good segment we could do.
Thank God for that.
And the segment's called Gingers Do the Funniest Things.
Is this taking off Harry Hill?
No, it's not. No, completely made it up. It's like You've Been Framed, but revolves around gingers. And it's short clips of videos people have sent in.
What?
I don't know. And we show clips of gingers messing up. And we'll say,
welcome back to Gingers Do the Funniest Things.
And we'll just have, you know, gingers falling over, gingers, you know, getting punched. I don't know why that would be the funniest things.
Should you real life prank calls or to ones to each other? Because I'm more tempted to do the real life ones because
yes.
We've done the ones to each other. That's over and done with. Okay, so I've just thought of an idea. And basically the idea is Cameron and or I... No, sorry.
Just Cameron.
Okay, so I've thought of an idea. And the idea is basically Cameron finds a phone number on Craigslist of any item, of absolutely any item. Just finds a phone number, because we're finding it hard to find a phone number. So he finds any phone number whatsoever, and he gives that phone number to me to put into my phone, and I phone that number. And I say I'm interested in buying their product. And from me asking questions about it, I guess what their product is, right?
That is pretty good.
No cheating, don't worry about it, because that will ruin it. But, yeah, that's the game. So, we'll come back in 3 million years when we've actually managed to find a phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cameron tells me he's found a number on Craigslist. I'm really nervous for what it is, because he's got a big smirk across his face. It's the first number we could find. It took us about 5 minutes. I'm super nervous. I've got a bit of a plan of what I'm going to say, but this could go awfully.
The number I found on Craigslist was for lap dancers and pole dancers at a stag do. So Greg's going to ring them without knowing who he's ringing. And let's see how it goes.
Hello? Hiya.
Hi, that's
Mel. I was just ringing about your advert on Craigslist.
Yeah, it's the stag party. Would it be for the London area?
Pardon?
Would it be for the London area?
Yeah.
How many people have you got travelling? Any idea on the number?
Probably about seven.
About seven. You'd be looking at... it would be a little bit of a tight squeeze. You'd be looking at 350
mm-hmm.
with one dancer or 490 with two.
What's this?
It's basically pole dancers. For a stag party.
Oh my god.
I hope he rings you back now.
No.
Oh, that is so usable. That is
Oh my god! He told us basically what it was, didn't he? So the actual concept didn't work.
Yeah, but still, it was pretty funny to see your face wondering what he's on about. Okay.
I'm just about to ring someone who's selling a copy of a strange medical healing book.
Good afternoon, Pegasus Edith
McKenzie.
How can I help you?
Hello, I was just inquiring about the product you have on Craigslist.
What was the name, please?
Oh, the name of the product was, what was the product? Oh, hold on, 2 seconds, let me just check. The product name was cheese. Is there anything in it? Is that sort of like it? Oh, God.
Here's what you missed last week to understand the next prank call.
Hello. Hello, I was interested in buying the England v Wales match. You know, the one on for £85. Got it priced at the minute. So how does it work then? Are we just hunting the whales, or are we, you know, fishing and catching them? See, I don't get it. Is it just how is it England v Wales? Like the whales having an uprising? You know, jumping out the water, attacking us.
Funny. Is that what you called me for?
No, I'm interested in buying it. So where is it taking place? I assume it's near, you know, the sea, obviously. Because, you know, we can't really do it on land. It's kind of out of their depth, isn't it?
Catch you later.
Sorry, what? So, have we got a deal?
So good.
And now, the next prank call.
Hi, I was interested in your item on Craigslist.
Which one?
I think it was the England versus Wales tickets.
England v Wales tickets, yeah?
Yeah. What price were they again? Sorry, I've not got it open anymore.
£85.
Right, that's a really good price. Could you possibly go down to 80? I'm on a bit of a budget, really.
And how many are you interested in?
Two.
Two? Okay, I'll do you the pair for 160.
That's good. Right. Which stand is it in?
I'll just have to get my details up now. Just bear with me.
So are the whales jumping out of the water, or have we removed the whale? Oh shit, that he just said you again. It was the same guy. Oh shit. Oh, I don't know, man. Sorry. Same guy again. It's the same guy. It's the same guy from before.
I know.
Oh my god. I know.
That's how I knew it was the tickets.
Oh god. The same guy from before. He really hates me, doesn't he?
I couldn't bring myself to say it because I kept trying to say it and then I laughed, so I had to say something serious, like
yeah.
Stand.
Yeah, oh god, it's the same guy from before. Yeah, I know him. How old are you? That is good. This is a follow up from last time.
And then again, 2 hours later.
Hello, I'm ringing about the Arsenal versus. I'm ringing about the Arsenal tickets.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, me.
They're on Craigslist.
On Craigslist, and how many were you after?
We're after about 4. There's a group of my lads and me going out for a stag night.
I beg your pardon?
There's a group of my lads going out on for my stag night. We're looking at the Arsenal tickets, mate.
Yeah, Arsenal where?
So are we fighting the whales, or are they just jumping out the water, attacking us? What's happening?
You need to get a jump.
He said you need to get a job.
Oh God, we've rang so many times.
He's going to have no business.
He's going to be petrified of putting anything on Craigslist. Save his number to your phone, okay?
It's on there.
Oh, that's good though. We've got now him as a usual segment. Yeah. Shall we find a jingle for the whale segment? Let's get a jingle for the whale segment.
When whales attack.
And that's a wrap.
I said a C, a G, a B. I listened to the podcast.
Oh my God, on that. Do you remember what the product is?
Oh, yes. How do actions tell you?
Hi, I'm ringing about the item you had on sale on Craigslist.
Say it again, I'm sorry?
I'm ringing about the item for sale on Craigslist.
Yes, which item? Because I have a few on there.
It's a stove.
The one plate stove, yes, we still have it also.
Pardon?
Yes, we still have the stove. I put it on yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that's good. How much were you looking for it?
The same price is on there.
Okay.
I just put the price low already, so
yeah.
I'm
yeah. How hot does it get?
Oh, it gets perfect. You can cook anything on there. I can make the soup for even longer than 3 hours and every single thing. So it's really good.
Would it be able to cook, you know, something, I don't know, say, grandmother's ashes? Something like that?
Can you say it again?
I'll say it again. Grandmother's ashes? You know, ashes of a nearly deceased grandmother?
Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to walk in a away from the deity. I'm outside right now.
You're trying to walk in a disabled person's face? What? Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Connection. If you try and scale a building or something. That might get the connection better.
Alright, now say it again. I think I should hear you.
Would it be able to cook a baby, perhaps?
At 8 o'clock?
Yes, you could cook the baby at 8 o'clock. That would be fine.
Yes, 8 o'clock tonight is fine. I'll be at the house.
Okay.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Did she even understand me?
No, clean up. That was absolutely fantastic. God.
Can you cook a baby? Yes, at 8 o'clock. Oh God.
Are we having been recording?
Okay, here we go. Speakerphone, come over here so you can help me.
Alright, if you give up, I'll carry on for you. If it gets too
funny.
I wish you make some bullshit.
Okay.
Hello,
I was ringing about your item for sale on Craigslist.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi. Could you give me a bit more information about it?
Which item are you ringing about? Hello?
The armchair.
Yes. What about it?
I was wondering, could you tell me the colour of it?
It's like in the picture. It's almost white.
Yeah. How many marks has it got on it? Because it's a really nice chair, but I'm just wondering how many marks it's got on it.
Marks? What do you mean by marks?
Like skid marks.
Marks? I mean, I don't understand really what do you mean by marks.
This colour, you know, not the same colour.
Not the same colour?
Yeah, areas where the colour is different.
I mean, and that's the only chair that I've got, so it's almost white colour, and then the seat is kind of like sand colour, the actual cushion to sit on.
Well, you say sand. What type of sand do you mean? You mean you got your dark sand, you got your light sand?
It's like light sand.
Light sand. And is it the type of sand, you know, when you pick it up, it's still full of water? Or is it, you know, the sand that's terrible for making sandcastles out of?
You know, did you see the picture? Have you seen the picture in there? I mean, it looks like in the picture exactly.
So
I've taken it in the daylight. So what you see in the picture, that's how it looks like in reality.
Yeah, but there's nothing in the picture. There's nothing there. It's just a white screen. We can't see it. That's why we're inquiring you about it.
There are two pictures attached to the advertisement.
Yes, but all I want to know, is it probably wet sand colour or dry sand colour? What would you say?
Dry sand colour.
Dry sand colour.
Perfect,
That's great, thank you. And so when we pick it up, it won't just crumble in our hands.
I mean, is this a joke or what?
No. We were just wondering if it's got skid marks.
I don't know what skid marks is. I mean, if you just look at the picture, the chair looks like it.
Listen, have you shat on it or not? Have you shat on it or not? We just want to know that.
Cameron!
Hello, I was just seeing if I could buy your product on Craigslist.
You've seen the advert today?
Yes, the one, the bed. That's what I'm getting at.
Yes, the bed. It's a double bed. When would you like to see it?
Well, I was just, I wanted to get a bit more information about it first.
Yeah?
So, is it well used? How long have you had it?
It has been used for a year only.
A year old?
It's quite new. Yeah, 1 year old. The mattress is really, really thick.
It's sick?
And it's, like 22 centimeters. And it's a really good one. I'm happy if you come to have a look. You'll see by yourself that it's really good and good quality and and it's grey. The bed frame is in metal. It's grey.
Okay, sounds like a good bed.
It's a double bed, yes.
It's a double bed, okay. So, how much action has it seen?
Sorry?
How much action has it seen?
How much option? Persons. Sorry, I don't understand.
No, how much sex? Oh my.
I'm sorry, I was getting really turned on by her voice. We're still recording.
Yo, this is CGB Podcast. Bringing you live entertainment for us anyway. For you, it's probably 2 days, a month before. Or after.
By the time it uploads, it'll probably be a month later.
Yeah.
You're just staring blindly off into space there.
I got the
Oh god, no. He's just picked up his mouse and he's gonna tell a rambling story about how it's got tits for buttons or something. And if you want to send an email to us, it is our email. I'm not going to say the password this time. But
did we edit the password out?
Yeah, we edited the password out. So if we edit though,
because you said
so. Oh, of course. Yeah, if you want to email us at cgbpresents@gmail.com. I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. The first person who emails in will get a song written about them. Don't expect anything good. Shall we try and ring Sam?
Yes, go for it.
Wow. Should we just butt in and say, so what's happening? The whale's jumping out of the water?
Just confusing.
So loud, Sam went, all right, it's you again. Go away.
Look, I've not got the tickets anymore.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's just going to be an interview, so you can start it. You're live on, say that.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Sam, it's Cameron and Greg.
You're live on a podcast.
Yeah, you're live on a podcast.
And we're doing an interview of you.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so, how have you been?
I've been alright. How have you been?
I've been good.
It's going well.
Yeah. Have you been on Minecraft recently?
Nope.
What have you been up to then?
Been socializing.
Socializing, ah. With who?
Friends.
Friends, okay, well,
this has been a great interview.
Yeah, great.
Thanks for spending your time with us.
Thanks, Sam.
Sorry for weirding you out a bit.
Lovely talking to you. Bye, love you. Bye. Probably we're doing more of this.
Should we call together and be like, do you think they'll let us share the card?
No, just ask for the lobster card.
Go on, you do it, please.
Is she selling?
Yeah, she's selling. You're really good. Go on.
Hello, I was just inquiring about the product you have on Craigslist.
Yes?
Is it okay if I buy the card?
Yeah, sure. So, like, do you understand what I mean? Like, I've got the receipt and everything, so I can show you.
Well, yeah, I get it. You know, it's a Oyster card. It's obvious.
Yeah,
but...
I know. It's just, if I didn't have to leave the country, then TfL would refund. Unfortunately, I can't do anything about that. So.
Ah, okay, I see. You see,
they're kicking me out.
At the minute, I have the older version of it. You know, the lobster card. So I really do need the Oyster card.
Lobster card? I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you should get it. It's pretty good. That'll probably sort out your problems. Actually, the problems you're describing. It is pretty good. But yeah, so back to the Oyster card.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I, when I get it by?
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in my room at the minute, but I'm at, you mean location, obviously. I am in Westminster.
Westminster?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can meet you somewhere if you like.
Sorry?
I can meet you somewhere?
Yeah, that's fine, but, hold on, 2 secs. Oh, I've got the end.
My basement.
My basement. Oh, God. Oh, that was so weird. We ended.
No, we didn't.
Is she calling back? No, it has ended. Look.
Automatics.
Yeah, South Park seems to be banned quite. In Kuwait, I think that's how you say it.
Kuwait.
Yes, the 40-year-old virgin is banned.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I wonder why that is.
No, because they are all 40-year-old virgins. Malaysia, Shawshank Redemption's banned.
Otherwise.
You don't watch any films.
No, I don't.
We've just established that anyway.
They can't withhold my attention for that long.
Austin Powers is banned in Malaysia. And so South Park... Final Destination is banned as well. Bruce Almighty's banned in Malaysia. Final Destination 2. there's a lot. Team America is banned. Saw. Well, yeah, but 40-year-old version is banned in Malaysia. Stewie Griffin, The Untold Story, is banned in Malaysia. There's a lot banned. Brokeback Mountain's banned in Malaysia.
What?
How to Eat Fried Worms is banned in Malaysia. Borat's banned in Malaysia. Dead Silence banned in Malaysia. Superbad is banned in Malaysia.
Well, Malaysia like films less than I do.
Yeah. Pineapple Express is banned in Malaysia. Role Models is banned in Malaysia.
I get the point.
Yeah. Should I just say any movie? It's Bruno, banned. Piranha 3D, banned. And that's it. That's all the ones banned in Malaysia. God, Malaysia has no fun.
I said a C, a G, a B. I listened to the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Xbox Live in a Nutshell.
You are absolutely gay. I can't believe that you're gay.
Could you imagine if on a game, say on COD, for example, we're not going to talk about COD, I'm just using it as an example. Could you imagine on that game, the shooting, like the accuracy and the recoil was as bad as in the movies? You know, every villain in the movie, or any like enemy henchman. Could you imagine how hard it would be? Because in movies, we can't talk about movies that much with you here and your knowledge. But could you imagine? You must have seen some movies where the henchmen are terrible at shooting.
Yeah.
Most movies. And it's just, imagine a really, so the gun would be really recoiled and terrible accuracy.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be quite good.
Do you?
Yeah. It'd take skill.
It'd take skill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. I guess. And then you'd have one, it would just be 50 versus one, and one would be the usual hero in the game. And then, it was 50 versus one, with the first part, the one on his own would have amazing accuracy, but the 50 others would have, usual movie.
What I would like to see in one first person shooter is all the other I'm going to call it Call of Duty. All guns are normal, except for this one gun, which is ridiculously powerful. It's a sniper rifle, but without a sniper scope, and it shoots through. It's basically got FMJ. So it shoots for anything, gets one shot kills for anything.
Like a machine gun, but with sniper bullets.
Yeah, you've only got one bullet, and it's really, really slow to reload. You've only got one bullet in the magazine, but it gets one shot every single time. And it's really powerful, and you've not got any attachments for it. I'd like to see that, just a gun that takes real skill but gets you the kill straight away.
Or, like the example I gave, where it's like 50 vs 1, but the one person gets that gun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And it has more magazines and stuff like that. So,
one person on top of a hill or something to make good enough height advantage, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. And what I'd like to see is, more, like the things like in any shooting game. Like unconventional weapons, you would have weapons that weren't really guns necessarily, like throwing knives.
Been invented. Oh right, no.
And stuff, not that shoots bullets, just like tanks. Special. No, not tanks as such. No vehicles. Actually, something like a bow and arrow.
I'm obsessed with bow and arrow.
It's pretty sweet.
There's a crossbow.
Crossbow, yeah. Well, that's already been done, but still, you can still use it again on any FPS.
Any other specialized ones?
You could have
a ballistic knife.
You could have a stone. You could throw a stone.
Oh my god. What?
Hello?
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening.
let me have a go. I'd like to thank you for listening to this week's show. Stay tuned for more.
Balls.